Welcome, radio friends. Today I want to speak on the house that God builds, or the house that God is building. And we take the text from Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3 from verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. Verse 4, for every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. That's Hebrews 3:1-6. Father, this moment we yield to you that you would speak clearly to us from your infallible word, by the power of your Spirit, speaking through the lips of clay. Minister your grace, minister life to the ones you love in Radio Land. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 4 of where we read Hebrews chapter 3, that verse makes this commonsensical observation. It makes this obvious observation, and that is, every house is built by someone. We find that in Hebrews 3 verse 4. Every house is built by someone. And he goes on to say that the builder of all things is God. I think this is an allusion to the story of creation according to the book of Genesis. In the context of our texts, the building in question is the house of God. And the house of God is the Christian body of believers. Verse 6 makes us know that. But Christ as a son over his own house, Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Which house we are? Believers. 1 Timothy 3:15 and 1 Peter 4:17 say that the church of Jesus Christ is a house of God. So the house that God is building is the church, not a physical structure, but a community of believers in Christ. And this is the most important building project, and in fact, the most important project in the world. In examining the house God builds, or the house that God is building, we shall consider briefly the following. Number one, the blueprint or the plan of the house God builds. Number two, the foundation of the house that God builds. Number three, the walls of the house that God builds. Number four, the doors and windows of the house that God builds. And finally, the equipping of the house God builds. Let's take those briefly. Number one, the church is not God's first building project. Prior to building the church, God built the tabernacle in the wilderness. He gave Moses the blueprint of that building with this repeated warning. And the repeated warning is, build it according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain. Build it according to the blueprint which was shown you on the mountain. He said this repeatedly to Moses. Exodus 25:9, Exodus 26:30, Numbers 8, And when Stephen retold the account of the construction of the tabernacle in the wilderness, he made sure he included the warning to build it according to God's pattern. In Acts chapter 7, verse 44, Stephen says, "Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness as he appointed, instructing Moses to make it according to the pattern that he had seen." In keeping with his ways of doing things, God has a pattern for the house he is building. Even though a number of people today feel that God's pattern has been suspended or has been superseded by their own imagination and fancy. But in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, the Apostle Paul writes to Timothy, "But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God." And what is the house of God? "Which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth." God has a pattern, a blueprint for the church he is building. And the blueprint is his word. What we teach, what we practice as the church of Jesus Christ must be judged by the word of God, his blueprint. Do not invent your own truth, your own teachings, which what you call new revelation. Secondly, of the components of the house God builds, none is as important as the foundation. We know how important foundation is to any structure. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, we read, "According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it." Verse 11. "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." The foundation of the house God builds is Jesus Christ. If you do not know him personally, if you have not repented from your sins and received him as your Savior, if you do not preach him, you have no spiritual foundation that can stand the test of time and eternity. Because he is the only true and reliable foundation. The word of God says in Acts chapter 4 verse 12, "Nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Have you accepted Jesus Christ, God's foundation, as your Savior and your Lord? Pastor friend, preacher friend, do you preach him and him alone? It is a mark of serious spiritual ignorance to contemplate the house of God without this solid foundation. Building a house without a solid foundation is an unacceptable risk. A building owned by a church in Lagos collapsed on Friday, the 12th of September 2014, killing 115 people, most of them foreigners. It is believed that this tragedy resulted from a faulty, that is, inadequate foundation. A foundation for a two- or three-story building can never be adequate for an eight-story building. It is foolish and indeed criminal to think otherwise. We are told that the house collapsed because an airplane flew over it a couple of times. If that house collapsed because an airplane flew over it a couple of times, it means that it didn't have a solid foundation. Jesus says in Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27, Matthew 7, 24, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be likened to a foolish man who built his house on the sand, no foundation. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Foundation determines how wide we build. Foundation determines how high we build. Foundation determines the integrity or the strength of the building. Is your Christian faith founded on the rock, which is Jesus Christ, the Lord? If it is not, your Christian faith cannot stand the storms of life. Never. Let us pray. Father, it is my prayer that as many as have heard my word will consider seriously the foundation of their faith, whether it is the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, O God, to come to this realization that there is no other foundation of faith other than Christ and Christ alone. Thank you, Lord Jesus, the Rock of Ages. Thank you. Amen.